This is All Things Considered on 90.1 WABE. I'm Dennis O'Hare. State investigators have shut down an Alzheimer's care facility in Commerce, Georgia, charging 21 current or former staffers with some 70 counts of abusing patients at the facility. The abuse ranged from physical abuse to neglect to financial abuse. All of this comes just literally weeks after the governor signed a brand new bill designed to protect elder citizens from abuse like this. The author of House Bill 78 is State House Representative Wendell Willard of Sandy Springs. He's a Republican. He's chair of the Judiciary Civil Committee. Mr. Chairman, welcome. Good to have you.
Thank you, Dennis.
If these charges are true, these abuses happened before the bill was signed. So I imagine we'd be going under the law as it existed before. So what kinds of protections did these folks have under the law as it existed before the new bill was signed?
Well, they had some similar provisions in the law, Dennis. We did not have as strong as sanctions for the conduct, the criminal conduct, as we do under the current law and larger fines. I think also we have made a stronger law as to those who operate facilities and who are, you might say, in collaboration with what conduct goes on in their facilities. One of the problems has been in talking to prosecuting attorneys and law enforcement, they were not aware that these laws were on the books because of where they were located. So one of the things we did in passing this law was put it into what we call the Criminal Code Title 16. So that is where these new laws are now located.
This brings up the question, the bigger question of keeping track of this sort of thing, oversight and enforcement. You just mentioned prosecutors might not have been able to find the law in the code. We also have a number of agencies, including Elder Protective Services or Adult Protective Services, that are supposed to be able to monitor this sort of thing. How could something like this happen, if all of these charges are true, without somebody knowing about it for so long?
Well, there may be people knowing about it, but I'm speaking now sometimes in your less populated areas. The law enforcement, the local police may not have been aware that there were laws addressing treatment of those who are elderly or disabled, and that was one of the shortcomings we felt current law did not address, and being sure that it was in a place everyone could find it and give some better and clearer statement of what the meaning of the law is.
But if we see more reports because of this new law, will we need more resources to go out and investigate and supervise and enforce?
I think that's going to come with time to tell. If they're lacking resources, they tell us. We look at the way of answering their concerns.
State Representative Wendell Willard, a Sandy Springs Republican, is the author of the new law on elder abuse, House Bill 78. He is also the chair of the House Judiciary Civil Committee. Mr. Chairman, thanks so much for being with us. We appreciate
sure.
it, and we'll check in with you again.
Good talking with you, Dennis. Thank you.
Now joining us is the Senate sponsor of the new law, State Senator Renee Unterman, a Buford Republican. She is chair of the Health and Human Services Committee in the Senate. Senator Unterman, welcome. Good to have you.
Good afternoon. Thank you.
As you and the House leaders are putting this bill together, were you hearing of cases where the allegations were similar to what we're hearing in the Commerce case?
Actually, the ones that we heard were financial exploitation, and they did not have the elder abuse. But I'm sure as this task force, the GBI task force, gets more sophisticated, that they'll be able to prosecute more, because I'm sure it's out there. Because if someone will take finances away from someone, surely to goodness they're going to harm them too in a physical matter. And that to me is what's just such a shame. I mean, if you don't take care of the young and the elderly, I mean, what does our society come to?
There are a lot of provisions in the new law, as you mentioned, for going after people who engage in particularly financial abuse of the elderly. But have we got a corresponding increase in the funding for enforcement? Are we going to be able to enforce all of these things that are called for in the new law?
I doubt it. I doubt it very seriously, because as we have the baby boomers aging, and we actually have a Alzheimer's task force that I also wrote the legislation, and we had our very first meeting last week, it does no good for me to sit there and write a law and say, oh, that's a great law, but there's no way to have enforcement. And that's one of the things that this task force is looking at, and making sure that there is money in the budget to be able to get out there and do something about it.
State Senator Renee Unterman, a Republican from Buford, is the chair of the Senate Health and Human Services Committee. Senator Unterman, thanks so much for giving us this time. We appreciate it.
Thank you.